A big defeat for Harps last night, 5-1 against Cove Ramblers. They've struggled in the league for quite a while, but this, I think, still came as a bit of a shock for a lot of people when this came out this afternoon.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a shock. You're absolutely right. The results haven't been good in the last while. I mean, if we looked and analysed the performances and the results, just haven't been good enough. I mean, there's ninth in the table, second bottom in 30 points, 7-1s, 9 draws, 15 losses, you know, conceded 68 goals, which is an incredible amount of goals conceded, scoring only 32. I mean, they're 10 points behind Bray, who are third from bottom. Like that, you know, for us to be down there at that stage after, you know, not that long ago, we're up in the Premier League, and to go down and drop down that far in the league, it says its own tale in regards to our performances and results, and we just haven't performed to the level that we should be performing to. It's been difficult for Dave Rogers coming in at the start of the season because there was an overhaul of players, and he had very few players left to work with, so that was always going to be difficult, and it was always going to be difficult coming after Ollie as well. But I mean, we signed 8 new players in July. They came into the club, and for one reason or another, it just hasn't clicked. The performance, the results haven't been good. We had a couple of good performances. St. Pat's actually at home was in the cup, was a good performance, quarter final of the cup. Galway 2-2 was a good performance as well. Probably should have won that game. So you can pick and choose individual performances, but collectively over the season, we just haven't been good enough, and the performances haven't been good enough. And, you know, when you're in that business, it's disappointing that Dave Rogers loses his job and he steps away. But I suppose it is about performances, and it's about results, and we didn't get that. And I suppose the surprising thing is, from us looking from the outside, is that he was sitting on a 4-year contract, and he steps away from 4-year contract. So that's an interesting one, and seeing was there some sort of severance package put in front of him or not. I don't know, that might come out later on when we see how it goes. But yeah, listen, disappointing for Dave Rogers. He was committed to the cause, put in a lot of work, but just didn't get the results and didn't get the response from the players. And there's been different rumours going around, you know, after performances where players have left the squad, or there's arguments between management and players, and there's just been a negativity about it, and it has been like that for a while. And am I surprised? Probably not. But at the same time, when you're looking at sitting on a 4-year contract, I am surprised at that.
Yeah, I mean, it's so unusual in the League of Ireland for any manager to get a contract, even of 2 or 3 years. It was perhaps a leap of faith from Harps' point of view, and that there's certainly an argument for giving a person time. Too many changes, and with a lot of clubs, they never seem to get anywhere. But it's been a rather strange season, Declan. Not unlike his predecessor, Ollie Horgan. You know, he had to come in, practically rebuild a team from the start of the season. Then midway through the season, there was an influx of more players. It started off with the team really short on experience. Ryan Rainey, the only one who had stayed on from the previous season, then brought in quite a few seasoned players with a bit more experience. It hasn't worked out. And yet he had such enthusiasm. There was a great buzz at the start of the season. And fair to say, the majority of fans for a lot of the time were very much behind him. And they were willing to give him a chance, but it just didn't seem to happen, that he wasn't able to really turn things around. To finish ninth, as it looks likely now, it'll be Harps' worst ever league finish.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you look through the performances, and as a defender myself, I look at him conceding 68 goals, and that tells his own tale. I think we made it. Got up and got promoted and 28 goals conceded a number of years back. Like, and that just tells you, you know, defensively not good enough. You're absolutely right. I mean, there's a lot of positivity, and, you know, it was a good appointment at that time. He came in and it was all very positive, and it was about the club and the community, and it was that integration between the players and the supporters, and that started off very, very well. And, you know, there was highlights, small wee glimmers of highlights throughout the whole season where performers were good at home, and then the next week down it was a poor performance. And then generally away from home we've been very, very poor. We've been very soft and the core of the squad have been soft. We conceded a lot of goals, just not easy to play against, I would think. I mean, you look at it, 4 results from Waterford, 20 goals was conceded from one team alone. Like, I mean, that's like, it's the longest time ever. I mean, we used to always go out and beat Waterford, and they used to always say to us that we were their bogey team. Well, that definitely wasn't the case this year. So that just tells you in itself, was there positive moments? There probably was some positive moments. I think that the quarterfinal of the cup against the Pats, you know, another day they could have brought that to extra time, that the throw one was given towards the Pats, where they went end up scoring and making it 2-1 and seeing out the game. That was a positive. There was a good, you know, relationship there, good atmosphere in the ground as well. But not enough. There hasn't been enough of that throughout the whole season. There's no doubt about it that Rodgers, was a good sign in the start of the season. There's a lot of positivity. He worked extremely hard. He was, you know, everything was very positive towards him. But for one reason or other, you know, it's very, very hard to see from the outside. For one reason or another, it just didn't happen. And, you know, that can happen. The relationship between players seems to break down a wee bit. And you haven't got everybody pulling the one direction in the club. You know, you're going to get hiccups and you're going to get bad performance and bad results. And that's, for me, from looking out from the outside, it just wasn't enough harmony within the squad. And then your players leaving as well, from the 8 players that we signed, 2 or 3 of them left. And, you know, I know you had a few injuries as well throughout the whole season. But, you know, overall, would I say that it's a good decision? I think it probably is a good decision overall. For Dave Rodgers, if there's family and personal reasons, you can actually understand why he stepped away from the position, because, you know, it's a football, it's not life or death, it's a football club, and you give it everything as a job, and it just didn't work out. And if, you know, if that was affecting his family life, well, he's definitely in a good place to step away from it for sure, you know, and maybe get, you know, give the opportunity to somebody else to bring it on to next year, you know, because it probably will be now where Darren Murphy will probably be the interim manager until the end of the season, and they're going to review things, and looks like they're going to have to hold interviews again for a new position, and there's a year down the line and not much improvement really in that year, you would think, you know. So it's going to be a big few months for the club. You know what's the next stage, and who comes in, who doesn't come in, and but I suppose on the positive side, there is players there that are signed into your deals. You know, I mean, Ryan Flood, an excellent signing, done really good this season. Sean O'Donnell, Stephen Doherty come in, Patrick Ferry, you know, Kevin Porter. You know, so there is players there that have come in and done really well, and they're sitting there in 2 years contracts. So for a new guy coming in there, he has a nucleus of young players that are eager and enthusiastic and want to go and win games, you know, and will fight for the jersey and put in big performances. And they just needed to be aided with more experienced players down the core of the team and make them even physically stronger as well. But yeah, listen, it's an interesting one. Disappointing for Dave Rodgers, but hopefully it'll be a positive in the end for the club.
Yeah, and for people, you know, maybe not closely associated with Finn Harps or League of Ireland football, you certainly can't underestimate the amount of time and commitment involved for a manager, and for a club like Harps, when you add in all the travel as well, it is a hugely demanding job, Declan.
No, absolutely. I mean, as you know, I'm involved with Sligo Rovers under 19s, and I know the work and effort that goes into that, and the time that it takes, you know, not even just on match days and trainings, it's all the other stuff, dealing with players and, you know, and parents in my case as well. So that, you know, takes up a lot of time for a manager, you know, with Dave Rodgers and Darren Murphy were full time, so that actually helps a wee bit, so you've got more time and sort of plan your sessions to evaluate performances week on week. To, you know, do out your session plans and have, you know, everything lined up and making sure everybody's keeping well, and, you know, just dealing with even, you know, injuries and physios and nutritionists. You know, there's so much now involved in it. It's a massive role, you know, and it's very, very difficult for somebody. Maybe it's only part time, but yeah, listen, it's a massive workload. I mean, you take in them, you know, it's pretty much as a monster league, like, you know, I mean, the traveling is awesome this year, absolutely. You know, you think about it, you've Cove, obviously, you've got Kerry there, you've added in, you've Waterford, you know, you've 3 down in Limerick as well, and in Galway, obviously, got promoted last night, so that's them out of the picture, and UCD got relegated, so UCD will come into that fold as well. So it's not as much of a muchness in regard to travelling. So, but, you know, the travelling alone, and then, you know, just even small things like the costs incurred of taking, you know, a team around the country is not easy in the club as well, you know, and fighting food and nutrition and all that after matches. So it all adds up, you know. It's a big commitment by everybody involved in it, you know, but the key for being successful and to try to get us out of the first division, for me, will be everybody pulling in the one direction. We need everybody coming together. and you know, club officials, obviously players, management need to be all pulling in one direction, and there has to be harmony within that as well. And in order to be successful on the pitch, things have to be good off the pitch. And for me, that was probably the problem.
And Declan, you know, behind the scenes, great work being done with the academy. There's a pathway there. The long-awaited stadium project. I mean, you were playing when there was first talk of Harps moving to Stranorlar. I think the first sod was turned in May 2008, and it's been a long journey since then. And one got the feeling at the beginning of the year when there was such a buzz about the place and enthusiasm, you know, it'd be nice to see Harps going well, and it would certainly help the stadium project. Struggling in the first division isn't going to help things. Amazingly, the average crowd this season is probably going to end up not much lower than last season. The crowds have held up pretty well, but it's, I suppose, a case of getting this season over, and next year, you know how hard it is to get out of the first division. It can take a club years.
Yeah, I can. I mean, we've seen Galway, they've thrown a lot of money at it in the last 2 or 3 years, you know, and John Coffey's, it gets promoted last night and is in the Premier League. But if things are right, I don't mean this in a negative sense. Like, he's been out 3 years and with a massive budget and hasn't got out, and he's probably very lucky to start the season to have a job in Galway United. You know, and that's what you're looking at. I mean, it's you know, it can flip from one side to the next. You know, so they're in the promoted now, and you know, they're going into the Premier League, which is great for them and Ollie and John, who are really good people. Like, but their squad, their budget was massive this year. You know, and it's being careful that you have to mind, obviously, the budgets and make sure you don't put the club at jeopardy. But yeah, I mean, the new stadium, you mentioned it, and Chris, for me, is a big thing. I think we really need to be pushing that on, and, you know, for our spectators, you know, people need to be in a new stadium. You know, we need that stadium for the club to give everybody a spark, to give everybody a lift. You know, and it's been difficult. Fen Park obviously has a lot of history there and a lot of big nights of wonderful football occasions. But, you know, the club needs to move to a new facility, and hopefully the supporters deserve that opportunity, and facilities just aren't good enough for Fen Park at the minute. But if you can add that with, obviously, you know, things on the pitch and everybody sit out, everybody pulling the one direction and a new stadium, that will definitely give it the spark that's needed. I know, and there's definitely, you see around the country, you need a good, successful Sligo Rovers, you need a good, successful Derry City, Harps, you know, the regional areas, and to get, I suppose, in the Premier League as well, because you don't want it to be totally based in Dublin all the time and all the clubs. You want it to be brought around the country and to give people the opportunity to see the best players around the country play. And where you need to be is in the Premier League. Is it easy to get there? Is it absolutely not? It's a difficult place to be, and your budgets have to be, you know, big to try to sustain that and stay up there. But at the same time, we need to be doing everything we possibly can to get into the Premier League. We need to be up fighting there. You know, it should be that we're in the playoffs year on year in the first division. That's a starting block for me. And then, you know, if you're up near the top, you've an opportunity maybe getting in and winning it 1 year. And, you know, obviously the playoffs, we got through the playoffs before and got promoted, but it can be a wee bit more difficult. But as I said before, Chris, it is easier to stay in the Premier League than sometimes it is to get out in the first division.
And finally, Declan, 5 games left. I don't think Harps are going to rush into making any big decision. A little bit of time maybe to try and look ahead to next season and who's taking charge. There'll be a body of opinion who may well say, well, what's wrong with maybe trying an all-local youngish side and maybe see out another season of rebuilding? Finance is always a factor. What way do you think it'll pan out?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the budget was reasonably big this year by the club. They committed a lot of money towards, you know, Dave Rogers' budget. So you'd be hopeful that, you know, the budget would be something similar to this year. You know, I know that people might say, because the budget wasn't that big, but by all accounts, it is a big budget. And it's definitely good enough to be us up the top end of the table compared to other teams. So that's an area that, you know, you're hopeful the budget remains the same. You can get a bit more quality. You know, somebody coming in, there is players that are already signed, so you have a new list of players to work off. It does need a bit of strengthening in key areas. Top end of the pitch needs a bit, you know, we need a goal scorer, we need a threat up top. We do have young lads getting the opportunity and playing really well, which is really encouraging, but we probably need a bit more experience down the spine of the team, and then have a bit more quality up top that's going to cause problems and score goals. But yeah, listen, it's an interesting one. You know, timing can be difficult, but actually now, you know, you've a lead in the five matches. I mean, the five matches, Galway away on Monday, which is difficult after coming back from Cove. You've Kerry at home, away to Treaty, Athlone at home, and then you're away to Bray. So there are your matches you've left. So there's a couple of matches there that, you know, were, are definitely winnable, and it'd be nice to finish off these matches on a high and get positive results. You know, and obviously Galway are promoted, so Kerry at home is definitely winnable, Treaty away is winnable, Athlone at home is winnable, and Bray as well. So there are games that are very, very winnable. So, you know, for the squad now, it's about getting the best out of themselves and getting reaction and a positive couple of results now to finish out the season. And then obviously at the end of the season, then everything needs to be evaluated and look where the club's going to go forward.